This is a CBC podcast.
Hello, and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am the head moose, Mr. Orlando.
And I'm the conductor, Gary the Unicorn. And it's time to get on board the story train. Toot toot!
Gary, just because you're wearing my train conductor's hat does not give you conductor authority.
Aw, but can I still conduct everyone over to the answering machine for our next story order? Toot toot.
Fine, but stay away from my model trains. I keep a very tight ship in Orlando Grand Central Station.
Woohoo! This order comes from Will in New Jersey. Have a listen.
Oh.
I want a story about a hairy potato cat.
Oh, what an excellent suggestion.
And an excellent pet suggestion. All aboard a new hairy potato cat pet for the story store.
Well, Gary, you know I have allergies. You'll just have to settle for this story. Old Lady McCraig made the best crisps in all of Ireland.
Oh, I love crisps. What are crisps?
They're potato chips, Gary.
Oh, I do love those.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't even tried my crisps. Greatest in the land. I grow the potatoes. I cut the potatoes and fry them in me deep fryer like this. This one looks like a reindeer.
Old Mrs. McCraig had mastered making her crisps into fancy shapes.
This one looks like a bum-bum.
And not so fancy shapes.
Ah, but you haven't seen anything yet. I'm about to make me most beautiful crisp yet.
It was a perfect hairy potato cat. Now, old Mrs. McCraig...
Just stop calling me old.
Sorry. Mrs. McCraig dunked the potato into the fryer.
Ah, this be a fine, fine hairy potato cat.
And when it came out, it smelled better than any crisp she had ever made before. So much better, in fact, she decided she would gobble it up herself. But just as she was about to take a bite...
Oh, no, you don't!
The hairy potato cat jumped out of her hand and onto the sill of an open window.
You can't catch me, and that is that. You'll never catch me, the hairy potato cat.
And with that, the hairy potato cat jumped out the window and began running across the fields.
Oh, me delicious crisp. That's it, I'm going after it.
So out ran Mrs. McCraig after the hairy potato cat.
Hear you.
The hairy potato ran as fast as his little tater legs would carry him, and soon he ran by a cow.
Mmm! Ooh, hairy potato cat! Don't mind if I do!
You can't catch me, and that is that! You'll never catch me, the hairy potato cat!
Away he ran, followed by Mrs. McCraig. The cow didn't want to miss out, so she ran after them.
Oh, that's my crisp!
And so they ran on until they came to a pig.
Oh, what smells so good?
Oh, it is me, the hairy potato cat.
I'm gonna eat you.
You can't catch me, and that is that. You'll never catch me, the hairy potato cat.
And the hairy potato cat ran on, followed by Mrs. McCraig, followed by the cow. The pig did not want to miss out, so he too followed along.
Crisp, come back here!
The hairy potato cat passed a chicken, a horse, an ostrich, and a llama. And every time...
You can't catch me, and that is that! You'll never catch me, the hairy potato cat!
Soon there was a long line chasing after the hairy potato cat, but none could catch him.
No one is as fast as me!
He ran and ran, and the group chased and chased. Soon, the crisp came to a river, deep and wide. There was no way at all to cross it.
Ah, nuts! I'm stuck!
Just then, a little girl eating a bag of crisps happened by and heard the plight of the hairy potato cat.
Oh, I can help you.
Oh, you can you?
You can hide in my crisp bag. With all the other crisps, no one will ever find you here.
Oh, you
might be as smart as I am fast. Open up the bag.
She held it open, and the hairy potato cat leapt in. Soon, Mrs. McCraig appeared.
Where's me crisp?
I think I saw him crossing the river.
Ta! Good thing I always carry me swimming trunks.
And Mrs. McCraig swam across the river. Next, the cow arrived.
Did you see a hairy potato cat?
I think he crossed the river. That swimming woman is after him.
Well, it's a good thing I always bring me swim trunks.
And away went the cow. Soon, the rest of the animals arrived, one after the other. The pig, the chicken, the horse, the ostrich, and the llama. They too had their swim trunks and jumped into the river. Once they were all safely on the other riverbank, the hairy potato cat popped his head out of the crisp bag.
Oh, those fools! They'll never catch me now!
Nope, 'cause I've already caught ya!
And with that, the little girl picked up the hairy potato cat and gobbled him up.
Ah, it figures!
And he was as delicious as he smelled. The end.
Wow, great story. I'd choose it all over again. Toot toot!
Okay, that's it. I definitely need my conductor's hat back.
Oh, okay, here.
Toot toot! Yeah, that feels right. Listeners, if you would like to get all aboard the Story Store, please phone in your story order at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. Because you never know what the Story Store has in store. Oh, now Gary, let's get to alphabetizing my model train cars.
yay?
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.